Are you a beautypreneur seeking for your next breakthrough? Then this podcast is made just for you. The Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast will help you navigate through life, family, and the world of entrepreneurship. Listen to each episode and unravel your inner strength, your brilliant mind, and your complete sense of beauty. And now, here's your host, the ultimate beautypreneur, Nikki Tang.
Hello everyone! With less than 2 weeks until Christmas, I am pleased to bring you another profound episode that will set you off to success and self-improvement. I would not like to take a holiday break and leave you without an episode of your favorite podcast, right? As an early Christmas greeting, I would like to express how much I appreciate you all for supporting me and listening to the Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast. The shows were pretty good this year, and I'm committed to bring you even better ones for 2023. Without further ado, let's get on with our topic today. What goes through your mind when you read the word growth? It brings a feeling of hopefulness, right? Of progress, of change, or an increase in something. If these feelings are combined with the right mindset, it can be a much more powerful proposition. To start, let's make things lighter for a change. But mind you, this will be important to the topic at hand. All right, here it is. I want you to check out the following facts that I will say here. First, the only food that doesn't spoil is honey. Second, the longest muscle in the body is the tongue. Third, the word rhythm is the longest English word without a vowel. And fourth, Earth is the only planet not named after a god. What can you say about the facts that I just said? Is it the first time you heard about those four? Perhaps, like me, you found yourself raising an eyebrow in wonder, smiling over the facts that weren't known to me before. Were you amused and felt a bit of joy hearing this? Well, thanks to the feel-good neurochemical dopamine being released in your brain, which rewards you after the accomplished learning. You learn something, right? Dopamine just doesn't make you feel good. It is linked to increased productivity, retention, drive, and overall well-being. Something that most businesses would invest in to promote continual learning in a workplace. People who have a growth mindset believe that intelligence, skills, and passions can be developed over time. They seek opportunities to be challenged, to stretch beyond their expected capacity, to take risks, to learn, and to gain insight from their mistakes. Would you want to be that kind of person who has a growth mindset? Definitely, of course. This is why I chose to dig into this topic of fostering the growth mindset, so that we can learn to embrace that failure is a part of the journey from success to significance. A growth mindset doesn't focus on the failures, but on the important learning and growth that happens by diligently working through and solving challenges. As part of the growth process, it is important to learn from both successes and failures. From a business perspective, companies with a growth mindset culture finds employees as more innovative, collaborative, and more committed to learning and growing. Learning does not stop as soon as you graduate from school. In fact, we gather more learnings from our everyday experiences, isn't it? As a leader, what actions can you do to foster a growth mindset for your teams? Placing a high premium on learning. This to me is important because learning is the lifeblood of any company. Companies need to go with the flow of new innovation and development. By investing in programs that develop new skills or offer new experiences, you fuel the intellectual curiosity of your team and promote innovation and view that funding as a contribution to the company's future success. Leaders must acknowledge and capitalize on failures. Growth mindset leaders don't sweep failure under the rug. Instead, they embrace it. It is important to spend time with your employees to debrief what is going well and what isn't during the course of a project. Do this while the project is ongoing rather than when it is finished, so that things that are not going well may be reworked. Ask people what they learned during the process. What did they learn that they can apply to another project? Another way to foster growth mindset is to develop as many people as you can. Leadership that recognizes that great ideas come from everywhere strives to expand the diversity of talent and thought needed to solve tough problems. They create teams that are built for success. And this, to me, is equally important. Be open to feedback. The largest roadblock to growth and innovation is a leader who is not receptive to receiving feedback. A growth mindset begins with you. And so is acceptance that not all commendations are only yours. You have your entire team that work with you on a certain project. There is a reason why it is called a team. Embracing a growth mindset will enable you and your organization to achieve innovation and success. At this juncture, let us see what a growth mindset can do to us personally. Allow me to give you a quote from Will Durant as I read. "We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, therefore, is not an act, but a habit." What can you surmise from this quote? Yes, it tells us that we need to cultivate growth habits within ourselves. So, how do we cultivate growth mindset and form it as a habit? In Carol Dweck's book, Mindset, the New Psychology of Success, she explains that the growth mindset is the tendency to believe that you can grow. You can thrive on challenges and failures. Although people may differ in their talent, aptitudes, interests, or temperaments, everyone can change and grow through commitment and experience. There's quite a long list from the steps or key factors in order to cultivate a growth mindset. But don't be overwhelmed. Let's take them one at a time and do a mindful reflection in each one. First, acknowledge and embrace failures. Hiding from your failures and imperfections and being an imposter means you will never overcome them. In episode 10 of season 1 of this podcast, I discuss how people can become a fraud, not the kind of fraudster who commits a crime, but a fraud because they want to show a different personality that is acceptable to people. In the process, they betray themselves and it becomes detrimental to their mental health. If you haven't listened to that episode, the link will be in the show notes to listen to it. It is titled, "You Are Not a Fraud, Overcoming Imposter Syndrome." Now, going back to acknowledging your failures, J.K. Rowling, the famous author of the Harry Potter series, said that failures in life are inevitable. It will happen no matter how careful you may be. Being able to admit you failed at something is a liberating experience. By admitting it, you've literally set yourself free of the weight of it. When you make a mistake or fall short of a goal, you haven't failed, you've learned. Second, view challenges as opportunities. The key to having a growth mindset is to appreciate opportunities to improve yourself. Taking on such challenges is an important part of growing and developing as a person. The more we can test our limits and capabilities, the more we will learn about ourselves. We must be self-aware. The third one is cultivate grit. Grit is perseverance. Perseverance is the ability to stick with and pursue a goal over a long period of time. Essentially, you need to make a daily habit of taking in the small but important steps that lead to your long-term goals. Grit is one of the pillars of my podcast, and I chose it precisely for the reason that grit is key to our success in life. By the way, I have a separate episode on grit as the initial episodes of my podcast, and the link to listen to it is also in the show notes. The next step is to emphasize on growth rather than speed. What do I mean by that? Learning fast isn't same as learning well, and learning well requires allowing space for mistakes. There is value in patience. There are no shortcuts when it comes to retaining learning and applying it in different facets of life. Keep practicing the new learnings until these practices become second nature. And the fourth step is to allow yourself opportunities for reflection. Reflect on what went well and what went wrong and use it in future endeavors. Self-reflection is the key to self-awareness. Have you noticed that most of my podcast episodes are interconnected? You can find pieces of valuable insights from other episodes that I've already released. In this particular step, I mentioned self-awareness, and it so happened that I just recently talked about it just this November. It is Season 2, Episode 11, titled A True Understanding of Self-Awareness. Again, the link for you to listen to it is in the show notes, or better yet, go to your preferred podcast platform and listen to all the past episodes there. I assure you it will be worth your while. Fifth step is to stop seeking validation from others. When you prioritize approval over learning, you sacrifice your own potential for growth. There are some people whose language of love is in pleasing others. They give and please until there is nothing left for them. When we do this, we get so caught up worrying about what others might say that we achieve very little for our own good, and sometimes we might avoid opportunities altogether. We are not able to make right decisions because we have lost track of our own likes and dislikes. In the end, what really matters is our love for ourselves. When we love and accept ourselves, we can live a content and happy life. Another key factor to embrace a growth mindset is to value the process over the end result. Smart people enjoy the learning process and don't mind when it continues beyond an expected time frame. After all, learning is a continuous process. Have you noticed that you learn a lot during a process or during an ongoing project than when it is completed? The end result cannot be undone. What you can do if the result is not favorable is to repeat the process but use the learnings to rectify what went wrong. And lastly, take ownership over your actions. It is human nature that once something goes wrong, we put the blame on others. When we take a hard look at ourselves and say, "What could I have done to improve the situation?" we take responsibility for shortcomings and focus on how to improve for the future. The shift in perspective is also incredibly important because it affects our relationships. We become trustworthy. A growth mindset emphasizes the malleability of the brain, including adult brains. Why do I say this? Most people will say it's hard to teach new tricks to old dogs, but that is a misconception applied to human beings. As the saying implies, literally, it is only for old dogs. Think yourself as a rough diamond. What does a diamond need in order for it to attain value? A rough diamond stone is extracted by different methods. Some are panned from the seabed or several hundreds of meters under the water, unearthed from caves, mountains. And during the process, they are chiseled, hammered, and big rocks are crushed. Rough diamond stone undergoes several stages of cutting, sawing, girdling, polishing to come up with different facets in order to attain an ideal grade. So, you see, those beatings that a rough diamond gets is similar to the failures that we make in life. Polishing is like learning. It has to happen so that we can grow. We can be like polished high-grade diamonds. Developing a growth mindset needs an emphasis on getting better at something through effort, acknowledging that you can't do it yet, but given time, persistence, and significant help, but not too much from others, you can then do it. The brain grows every time a learner makes connections and learns something new. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Feedback is always welcome. See you in the next episode, the Christmas episode, which is all about love. Lots of love, Nikki. That's all for today. I really appreciate your time as you tune into this episode of the Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast. If you were inspired by what you have just listened to, don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. Since you've gone this far, I'm also inviting you to join my Facebook group, Beauty and Beyond. Just click on the link in the show notes below and connect with like-minded entrepreneurs across the globe. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast to listen to upcoming episodes. Until next time,